The following program is presented by HAudio.com.
Probably from the hardest thing to do is to stand and to be mastered. The person who probably shaped the door of prayer list, or and kilu by you. When somebody stands and mastered somebody else, this kilu is some sort of surah of the person being able to be taifis, the other person being magri, the other person, and so on. It's surah of alfi milim. And it's not comfortable. On the other hand, I think it's an unnovational skill not to do it, not to mark this first God site for somebody who really put a stand on the entire of the last generation. And we'll pick one Nakuda that has a kesha to us, probably more than any other Nakuda, and talk about the Nakuda and a little bit about some of the Yichud. The Rambam in Hilchos Teshuva, the last parak, then the last parak of Sefer Mada, and he's summing up, and all the Sefer Mada is the basis for Avodas Hashem, that the Sefer Mada is, it's the Ikrim, and he's building on that the foundation for mitzvahs. So this is the Gemara, this is the Chesemes of Avodas Hashem, that's what the parak is. The Rambam starts off the parak by saying, Lo yoyim ha'adam arayni oysim mitzvahs ha'teirah v'oysim v'chokhmosa v'esh ha'kabul brachim v'asirah v'teirah. A person should not do mitzvahs because of schar, or because of oynish. That's not correct. And that's only Avodas Hashem of Amoritz, Noshim Tanim, Shem Chachas, and Lavud Midira. That's the Tzur B'daitam V'yabdamam. So the Rambam says that the Tzur of Avodah that comes Shaloi Lishma is a lower darga, and it's a darga when a person is M'chus Adas. Then he says, somebody is Oivet Me'ava, he's Oivet Me'ava, the mitzvahs, V'holach and Sivis HaChachma, a person doesn't do avodah mi'avah because of any other reason, but rather oisa ha'emis of neshu emis. And this the Rambam says is the mitzvah of b'chol avodcha, and only person was soichet to the darga and the shleimus of avraham avinu. Then the Rambam describes the case that he had avah ruya, who sheyav et Hashem avah gedoyla yisera rabba azad mo'id. A person should love HaKadosh Baruch Hu with an extraordinary avah, Ashtei nafshei kshura b'avas Hashem, till the person is completely bound up with it, v'nimtza shoyge b'tamid. And the person is constantly busy with it. He's constantly involved with it. He's constantly infatuated with the avah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki'ilu choylei ha'avah, shein daita pnuya me'avas leisa isha. Like somebody who's lost it, and he's constantly, completely involved. Never, he can't get let go of it. Being b'shiftei, being b'kumo, standing, sitting, being b'shosho, oicho b'sheisa, whether he's eating or drinking, yesterday there's here, avas Hashem, b'leiv o'yavah. So the Rambam says that the surah of avas Hashem that is l'shma carries in itself this type of total involvement. V'husha shloimei oma derech mashal kicholas avani. Shloimei HaMelech said, kicholas avani, the pasuk in Shiashir, it says samchuni bashishais rafduni betapuchim. She's asking to be propped up, to be eat something, because she has to catch a breath. Kicholas avani, because I'm overwhelmed with the avah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that type of darga where a person is so involved that a person becomes sick over it, that's the type of darga of avas Hashem. The chol shir hashirim mostly means that. And all the shir hashirim is really a muscle for this inyan. I'd like to stop on this point. This is the point that I'd like to try to understand a little. First of all, when something is good, we should associate it with something good. If a person does the right thing, he obviously should be healthy. I mean, he should look healthy. If a person is living a lifestyle that is good, that's correct, that's positive, the person should be in complete health. If a person says that I am becoming sick from this lifestyle, l'chura, there's a spirit there, there's a miracle there. It's not good for you. That's not what you should be doing. If a person, how does the word ava, which is a very positive term, become involved with choylus? And he describes it not only in ava, but in adam, which you could say is part of the chesroinus. The ava Hashem, the dag of ava Hashem is kicholas ava, that the person is overwhelmed by it to the degree where it detracts from the person. Secondly, he also speaks about it being the person being totally involved in it. It's a two separate things. There's one inyan, why is the person doing it? And that inyan, a person should have the lishma versus shalei lishma. That's one inyan. The second inyan should be how much of it. Those are two separate dogs. The person could be learning from Gira and be very involved. He's very scared of Gehenna. He's very happy with Olam Haba, and he's completely, completely involved. He could have a tremendous masmid. Who's a masmid because of other reasons, for covet, for money, for whatever. Those two inyanim seem to us separate inyanim. And the Rambam is describing one ava. He's saying this ava of lishma overwhelms the person totally. Lachur is two separate inyanim. One is how much they do, and one is for what reason they do. The whole Rambam's mashal of that he says that all of Shir Hashirim is a mashal for it. I want to explain here an akuda. There's a famous verse from the Chassidim saying Mashiach Panovich, and he said that committing suicide is not something that should be humanly possible, because a person's instinct for self-preservation is the strongest instinct. So Chassidim says if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not have given a person the koyach of Mesiras Nefesh for the whole nafshecha, a person needed built in a psychological mechanism that would allow him to be Mesiras Nefesh for the whole nafshecha. Once that a person has that capability, he can misuse it to commit suicide also. That the tchunas hanefesh, the shevish and kodesh of the tchunas hanefesh and the mesiras nefesh is the whole nafshecha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to a person in this, and for that, and remember it could be used for other things as well. What the Rambam is saying in Shir Hashirim is kulei mashal, is that there's a metzias of taiva and the bria. The metzias of taiva and the bria, its shevish is avat Hashem. And it's the misuse of it or the clip of it is Shir Hashirim literally, but the teichen, you know, the koyach of taiva in the bria is something that is given for this inyan, and the meila Shir Hashirim is the muscle fit because that is what it is. The metzias of taiva is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the meila for us we use it for other things. That's what the Rambam is saying. So I want to try to understand. What is it? What is kaya hataiva? Wanting something, wanting very much, wanting extremely much. At what target? Wanting something is not a taiva. Taiva is something that we can only associate it with the nyanim of basa. We can't associate it with the nyanim of ruchnius. But where does the kaya hataiva separate itself from wanting something? A person wants a glass of water. It's not about taiva. A person wants to sit down and then he's tired. It's not about taiva. At what darga are we magda something to go out of Russian and to go into the world of taiva? There's a gemara. Gemara says in the gemara Megillah, the gemara says in Lahalacha, in Eridin. The gemara says that Abaya was eating in somebody's house. I think it was by Abba, Margachia. And when he left the house, he said, I was completely full. And then he went to somebody else's house, and he ate up a tremendous amount of the dirt, whoever it was. And he asked them, how is it possible? So he gives two terusim. One parent is kafkin anyu layada. A poor person is hungry, and he's not aware of it. That, you know, the abaya was very poor, he didn't eat. And when he finally had what he ate a lot. The second parent is rapcha l'tsumeika. That there is always room for something sweet. And the Gemara passing Halacha, the shaila is, how much food are you allowed to save on Shabbat? The shaila is more in Erevin. And the Machlokes is telling really on, since Shabbat a person eats B'tei Oven, maybe it's a raffle of Tzumika, and the person has a Tzumika, and a Rotten for Momazayis. And it's Halacha, Shabbat, Machlokes, and Erev Yudah. What the Gemara is saying is like this. We spoke about taiva, when we speak, we say over Ramban. Rasim is measured with a person's needs. A person needs a glass of water, so he can take one glass of water, and that's how much he drinks. A person is hotter, a person is more thirsty, person is more dehydrated, takes 2 glasses of water, 3 glasses of water, 4 glasses of water. Taiva is the chlal not measured by the person's ability. Taiva is the ability to want something, and the desire itself creates the kibul in the person. The person, if a person sees a cake that is very tired to eat, so his stomach enlarges to go to the cake. The person is not, koyach ha-taiva is completely different koyach than what we call rasana natasha ifrin. Rasana natasha ifrin is an expression of a person's constraint. Person needs a glass of water, 2 glasses of water, he has it. Person needs a beggar to cover off his cold. Those are measured by a person's needs. And the person is a kli first. And kefi, the needs of the kli, kefi to the son of the kli, that's how much he absorbs. Koyach ha-taiva is a koyach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Bria to attach itself to something else. And if that chibur requires a hachav of the person's kelim, if it requires enlarging the person's own ability to absorb, then taiva does it. A person will down that whole cake, even though you can't even figure out where it went to. The teres is the prayer of taiva enlarging the person. A person needs, it's possible something he wants to do, he does it 20 hours, and it's hard to figure out how does the person have the adrenaline to do it. But the teva HaKadosh gave him the Bria is that prayer HaKadosh Baruch Hu the person to that which he wants, and not the other way around. So we have an understanding of a new prayer in the Bria, and that's the Sheresh of Ava, the Sheresh of Shtolen Zechut to something else. Yira Shtolen everything to me. I'm afraid of this person. He might harm me. So I'm going to watch out. It's Kedai for me, so I'll do it. Yira measures myself. If I need X amount, then Shalom Lishma is Mesavev an Indian so that I get what I need. And I stay away from what I shouldn't. So Yira is always based itself on the person. If I go into battle with somebody, I ask myself, what do I have to lose? What do I have to gain? It's in the person's own nitzias that Yira focuses. And that's Shalom Lishma. The koyach of Lishma is a very different koyach in a person's nefesh. Just like Ava, a mother shtals a chut to a child way beyond her capabilities, way beyond what's normal. The Ava of a mother to a child drives us to do things that are pierced seichel, because the koyach of Ava itself is not bread of meat, it's not bread of seichel, it's bread of the ability to shtals a chut to something else. That's the sheirish of koyach ha-taiv in the Bria. And when it's bad, a person shtals a chut to everything bad. Way beyond what's good for him, way beyond what he needs, until the person's machas himself. That's koyach ha-taiva that unfortunately we're aware of, and that's where that. Koyach ha-taiva l'toyv was given for the following reason. And there's a davar nifla b'yosef. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is b'li gvul. And if we could approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu only with our gvulis, we'd never be there. And there would be not shy of to be mizdav. Because koyach ha-taiva is not bound by a person's gevulas, because koyach ha-taiva accommodates the person to what he's heading for, to where he's going to, then half the tzichov amalenho. The person's abilities open up to accommodate to what he desires. And that was the story that Abaye said, that Rafkul of Sumi Ika means that when koyach ha-taiva is at work, it's not that the object defines itself by me, but I define myself by the object. And if there's 60 dishes of sumi, then that's what I open up to accommodate those 60. That is the sheirish of taiva, the koyach ha-nefesh, and it comes from ava. That the koyach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave in the Bria, that one koyach is yira. And yira means that a person stays, he worries about himself, he cares about himself. So it's not the selfishness, but it's the framework, the parameters for what the person is doing is trust himself. So if I need a glass of water, I'll be mishtadel, I guess I'll have a glass of water. If I need to stay away 1 hour out of the sun, I'll stay away 1 hour from the sun. Yira defines the matthias around you to fit yourself. It's shaloi lishma, because it's cut to yourself, not to the thing that you're doing. And it also has very clear gvulos. It's bound to the person's own nesiyos, his own needs, and so on. Ava is a very different midah. The midah of Ava is that a person it looks at something, and the person is swept in by something else. And the person's own nesiyos becomes bottled for that, and he builds his nesiyos to fit the thing that he's infatuated with. And the Rambam gives us two inyanim. First of all, it's lishma. It's not only that I don't do it to an ulterior motive. The Rambam, what lishma and shalei lishma means, do I take that and shtel it suit to my own ideas? I need this, I need that, this would be good for me, this would be fine for me. That's what I have. And the nela, I shtel that suit to me. That's yira. And secondly, it can't overwhelm a person. It's not shayach that I should have, that I should be involved in more than I can bite off. Why? I can't need more than I can bite off. Av is different. Av is the pshat that a person has the ability to want something that's bigger than him. That he wants to shelter food to something that's bigger. The nela, that's called lishma. In other words, I am showing the food to it, and not the other way around. And the sign of it is, if I can fit it into my schedule, that's not the shema. Because then it's cut. It's shaped to fit me. If it overwhelms me, if the person is shayge batamit, and he loses his own mitzvah to it, that's the hallmark of Av. This, if one may say it, a little bit the few times that I went in, the things I've heard from him and so on, there was an extraordinary almost stira between two tchunas ha-nefesh. People who spoke to him privately and people who heard him publicly. And b'chlal, in a lot of anhagas, there almost was a path to disaster. On the one hand, he was a tremendous pikeach. And mitzav in Yonah Elam Hazeh, he was very, very astute, with a lot of chacham and tevuna, and Dan Hazeh was always a chacham and tevuna. Very, very, very smart way of doing things with a lot of chachma, diplomatically, understanding how things would work. His aces of Neteira were always very mishkogic. My son was getting married in a few days, and for Bar Mitzvah, we were safe to go in. And the advice he gave him, which actually was very, very passive for this fit the tchunas nefesh of my son, was being matliach in yeshiva means doing nothing extraordinary. Don't be up late. Don't get up early. Fill every minute that you're supposed to with learning. That was his advice. Keep this on the way that don't do anything heroic. But within the sidra yeshiva, be 100% completely shakua, in quantity and quality, completely in involved in what you're doing, in the learning and the davening and so on. That was the Eitzah. His Eitzah to people in Darkei Chaim, again, I was there, a few times I was there, very way, very much understanding people's needs, mitzad parnasa, mitzad other inyanim, and was meyayetz a lot of people in a surah that we would say fits into the scheme of Darkei Olam. On the other hand, when he spoke, and his own Surah Sechayim, he was almost like a volcano. When he spoke, he took the Olam with the certain Eish Lav Kodesh. Of almost a volcano of Hagoshes flowing out of Emes, of Ava, of Teira at every price, at all costs, completely different. And the pshat, let's just maybe take a small, I guess, even anecdotal, but an akuda that I think represents that anhaga. He wasn't a masmid. The stories about it wasn't Dasmada, where he went to sleep late. the smother was that after he went to sleep, a half hour later he'd wake up and run down to his harem and take a look again at a cat that he saw. And then again, and the story is just looking at the light going on and off through all hours of the night. The pshat is, the person's mutka from Kalim, he hated people who dressed slovenly or merushal or that. He didn't like. He wants somebody who was yarmulke under his hat in a very firm way and pushed it back under. But his own anhag at times, he was completely mutka from it. It wasn't the pshat that there were no Kalim there. There is. There's a Derech HaOlam, and there's a Derech HaChaim, and there's a Derech Eretz, and there's a whole Seder and HaOlam which was very keenly astute about, very keenly focused. But Ava is clear, it's supposed to know. If a person comes across as being mufka from Inyan Olam, no shaykhus, maybe that's a bizarre. There was a lot of shikla das in Inyan Olam, with Gidre Olam, Adarke Olam, and Surah Sakai. But if the person's striving doesn't overwhelm it, then that's not Ava. If a mother doesn't act crazy clocking the children, she's not a mother. A mother says, well, it's a little bit late, you know, I'm tired, maybe I should get a nap. A mother kills herself for children, and if she doesn't, then she's not a mother. Shlomo HaMelech saw who the mother is not because of her reasonable approach, the rational approach to it. A mother doesn't have a rational approach. Ava breaks the door. Ava is Mekalkel's Ashura, it's the Maila of Ava, it's the Hisaran of Ava. That, if it's not Mekalkel's Ashura, it's not Ava. There was a Shura there, and the Shura came into play where it was needed, but the Metzias, the age that came out, was an age that overwhelmed. The same advice to somebody that this is the time to Misaski Yoni Karnasa, but when it touches only Kud of Ava's Torah, it overwhelmed him. Bechal, he had a lot of Yisurim in his own private life, some is public, some not public, not important. One of the big tzara he had was he had his favorite child was a girl who was nipped at a young age, and till his last days he had a picture of her that he kept in his closet, and once in a while, every so often, he would go look at it and let a tear down. But his learning overwhelmed him. It wasn't the apathy towards children. It was that Torah overwhelmed the Kalim of parents, and that Ava was the Ava of it overflowed the Kalim. It's not that one of Kalim. It was full of regish and full of understanding for people and feeling for people. But there was a Ava from Ava's Ava. It's very hard to speak of it here because we're in a Metzias. The whole the Tzura Yeshiva is obviously built around the Tzura. But there's a lot of mitzvahs with the Kalim and Darka Chaim and so on. Then a massive where things are Shege Batamis and so on. But understanding that the Metzias of Avas Hashem exists only where it overwhelms the person. The Metzias of Ava is where the person goes beyond it. He wasn't in the Hasmada. He wasn't yawning and pinching himself so that he would be up another minute to learn. There was such a chiyus and such a thrill in the svara and the learning, the avana, that it overtook it. We'll finish with a maimer chazal, which is paskin maimer for it. Rabbi Yechon have a metayel v'solik mitveri l'tzipayin. Rabbi Yechon was walking from Tveri to Tzipayin. They have a Rabbi Chiya Ba'aba somethly, and Rabbi Chiya Ba'aba was together with him. They walked by a field. A field in those days was parnasa. You had a field, you grew stuff, you ate something. Amr of Yechon, Rabbi Yechon said, "Hadein beis chakla havas didi. This field was mine. Vizavinte, and I sold it. Begin milay vayraisa." So I should be able to sit and learn. Metoyin chad beis kerem. They walked by a vineyard. Amr of Yechon, "Hadein beis kerem didi havas. It was my vineyard. Vizavinte, and I sold it. Begin mali vayraisa. I should be able to learn." Metoyin chad beis zeisa. They passed by an olive orchard. V'omak kemoy kein. Same thing. Shri Rebchia Ba'aba Bachi. Rebchia Ba'aba started crying. Amarle, he asked him, "Mat Bachi, why are you crying?" Amale Bachi, I know, I'm crying. The Loi Shavak, the Sivusech Klum. What's the leave of old age? What are you going to live off when you can't work anymore? Amalei, they told him, Chia b'ni, unikalazu v'necha masha sisi. Is it so light in your eyes what I've done? Shemachati dova shenitin l'shisha yamin. I sold something which was created in 6 days. Shenema, like it says, kisheshes yamin osa Hashem. All of the world, the entire Bria was created in 6 days. Avlatayr nitala boim yoim. Tayr was given 40 days. Shenema vayhisham im Hashem arboim yoim. Oksiv eishabar arboim yoim. So he told him, I sold something that was given in 6 days and bought something which is Torah which was given in 40 days. Let's give it a muscle. A child has a suit and he tears it. So that the mother is disturbed. It costs money, it's an expensive suit, and it's torn. Let's say a child outgrows a suit, and you have to buy a new suit. Our mother's very happy with that. And let's say you have a mother, I mean, you look at it very strange. A mother looks at the child and says, oh, there, you're growing again, what's going to be with you? You don't have a suit. Maybe you start growing a little bit. The terrace is, when you break something, then it's a kill pool. When a chicken breaks out of an egg and breaks into a bigger framework, that's a tikkun. The world comes in sizes. And the size of 6 days is the size of one world. And a person who loses that is mekalkel. A person has nechasim, and nechasim give a person the chiyus he needs, they give a person what he needs to develop. And if a person doesn't do it, that's a kilkun. And a person should be mitzayah on Ibud Gavis. Rabbi Yochanan told him, what do you mean I lost this world? I cashed it in for something else. I mean, what? I cashed in from size 6 to size 40. That's what I did. I sold the world, okay, 6 days to get a world in 40 days. What do you mitzayah about? Kadom of Rabbi Yochanan, when Rabbi Yochanan was nifta, his door said about him, if a person were to give all his fortune, all the money that he has, for a drop of that av that the Bechon loved, the Torah, means it would be considered childish, like to offer all the money for a little bit of that av. It's like offering $10 for a fancy car. The mitzias of Ava, the mitzias of Torah, like the Rambam says, comes from the Sherish of Taiva. The mitzias of Ava, the Bria, is that a person can start to something bigger. We all belong to the world of 6 days. That's how we were created. And we have no shaykhus to the world of 40 days. Koyach Ava and Koyach Taiva is what gives a person the ability to start to a world beyond him. Dovi Yudurim says, "Ubar shein avas hakadosh baruch hu nifsheres b'liba shel adam." That avas hakadosh baruch hu is not cut, does not bind itself to a person. At she yiskev atamid kuroi, until the person is totally involved in it. V'yazid kol sabaylov kutzi mena, and he leaves everything go except for that. K'moishet tziva v'amal like hakadosh baruch hu said, "Dechol levavo kol nafshecha." Ela v'deyush yed eihu. The only thing the person has is the understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Alpia Deya, Alpia Ava, Ime'at Ma'atim Harbi Harbi. And depending on the Das, and depending on the Ava, that's how much is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lefikach, he says, Sarecha Adam Liyachet Asmoy. A person has to dedicate himself, L'chavim L'chaskil, V'chachmas Tzvunas, Hamadil L'skoinai. The person has to focus and dedicate himself to the understanding of all those chachmas that allow a person to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he kreyach esh bodav lahav and lahasik l'chayim v'sayr etayah. And again, our matzav is so different, the whole setup and the whole tzuras hachayim, America versus Israel, the yeshiva that has other nyanim going than versus a makom that's whole kulei dedicated. But ava, it can be overwhelming, like he told my son. The person can have these in yonim, not only the person. The easiest tour we have is saying, "Well, we're not holding by that madrega," and that's the more will be marvelous after on the track. The more say, "Well, Baruch Hashem, there were such people, we're not holding by that. No. It can't be, if a person gets up twice a day and says, V'ahavtas Hashem alekecha b'chol levavcha, that we're mufka for me. And the gvulas we have are gvulas. But in the Seder time, that a person should be kulei shakua, that a person shouldn't know from anything else, that a person's mind should be, when the person can do it, the person should be totally involved, that a person's shuka, the person should divide what has to be done from what he wants to do, that the person should kindle in himself that type of ava, that type of shuka, in those areas that are shaykh to do it, whether it's davening b'shas davening, whether it's learning b'shas learning, after learning. And again, a person needs to know his gedarim. And you don't start by breaking the gedarim. A person who can learn 10 hours a day, if he pushes himself 13 hours a day, will dump the whole thing. The person has to start from the pneumius, from the understanding of what's important and what's not important. Where is his desire focused on, and what is his desire focused to? The person has to get the tam and the chiyas in the avoda, whether it's the davening, whether it's this, the mitzvahs, everything that a person is mitzvahing on, and he gets the tam and the chiyas of it, it starts becoming lishma, it starts becoming avra. And when the person's teichin overwhelms his gedar, that's when he has that avra. And the person can start, whatever gedar he has, the person starts with that. But after Hashem HaKefa is incumbent on everybody. And when a person does get that fire, when a person does get that shuka, when a person gets that ki'azak ha'mavis avra, then a person will find a lot of those nisyonis stopping nisyonis. In Yitin Isha's called Hoin Beisei Ba'avra, if a person is infatuated with something, if a person wants something, the money doesn't become an object anymore. He doesn't say, well, should I spend it or not spend it? The person is completely absorbed by it. And in the schus of the one who's his own life was the life of kulay is hazard of avra, of shegat hamid, of chaylas avon, this chus his nitiyas, this chus what he planted in the dark, we should be zayif that have some piece, some area of avra, and the male of the sinus will fall away, boys and boys.
You have been listening to aishaudio.com. For information about our online services, visit our website. To contact one of our representatives, write to aishaudio@aish.com. Shalom from Jerusalem.